Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. And I've got some friends who will be joining us in a little bit from Rigor Mortis.
Give up first. Lift me up if you fall down. That'll be his own the fucking fuck. Probably he's on the team, and that is what he has. He got my two thumbs and seen his bad red. He only drinks to get drunk. Doesn't really give up first. Lift me up if you fall down. That'll be his own the fucking fuck. Probably he's on the team, and that is what he has. He got my two thumbs and seen his bad red.
All right, here we go with some symbol six.
Thank you.
I tonight?
Hello.
Hey. What are you doing there, Mike? This is Mike Knox of the band Rigor Mortis.
I thought I was calling Harry's abortion clinic.
You did?
You know, we scrape them, no fetus can beat us. Will from Fifth Wheel Productions is sitting with me in my little car, and we're drinking massive amounts of sugar.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's going on?
And I believe it's the CJ Ramone sound guy.
Not the sound guy. Just the promoter.
The promoter. I see they're playing Wednesday the 26th at the Garage in Ventura. Totally cool.
Yeah, they're going to be playing there. They're in Arizona tonight at Up Rock Live.
That's a good venue.
Yeah.
I've been there. They got good pool tables.
Well, I'm sure you're going to go down and see the show too, right?
Negatory.
It's not. I'm going to be there. I went last night. It was in Flagstaff. It was a lot of fun. Steve Soto's playing bass from the Adolescents.
Isn't Jimmy Turtle in that band?
No, he's not in that band. I think he's in that band, The Grim.
They suck.
I heard they suck live.
Right. That's right.
Oh, The Grim's a good band. They sound good live. You guys are mean. Okay, so CJ and his band include Steve Soto and Dan Root on guitars from the Adolescents, and on drums, Pete Sosha from Street Dogs, and they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of his joining the Ramones with a new single released through his new label, Fat Records. That's an old label, Fat Records.
Yeah, Fat Records is awesome.
Yeah, Tim, you're doing your fact-checking.
You did
the
fact-checking. I did not. I didn't even know Steve was in the band until 3 days ago.
I didn't even know Steve was in the band until 3 in the morning.
Well, you know, the 45 featured an original tune, Understand Me, as well as the cover of Black Flag's Rise Above, with a guest appearance by former Black Flag singer Dez Kadena.
Nice!
That's all we got.
Yeah.
Wait, where's that show?
That's Ventura at the Garage.
Yep.
Candy,
I just missed them up here in Red Bluff. I couldn't believe I missed the show.
Candy, I haven't really spoken with you in 3 decades. How do I know you?
We talk to each other all the time. I used to book your band at the cafe all the time.
True.
You used to come to my little cabin in Tujunga.
Hey. My personal life is private. Yeah.
I never kiss and tell.
Yeah, I'm a Facebook whore.
Yeah.
Well, Candy, it sounds like your new record label is really doing good. Actually, it's old, right? Is it?
Yes, Cafe de Grand Hollywood. It's doing quite well. I'm really excited.
We were doing quite well there 30 years ago.
We had seven
bands every Tuesday night for a dollar. And there
were
5 cents. But we didn't have 5 cents, so we just got words of old English and drank them warm.
And we let a lot of people in for free.
What?
We let a lot of people in for free, too.
I don't think I ever paid.
I know. But we never charged any band members. They always came in for free.
Yeah.
And with all the bands we had, you know, the fire department was always willing to close us down if we had too many people in there.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was kind of the reality of it back then, and the police with the riots every night.
Well, you know, downstairs, I didn't really have to worry about it too much because they mainly focused on you guys out in the parking lot drinking your old English.
Yeah, multiple times by the LAPD. LAPD, you fuck faces. Fuck you. I like the police officers here in Arizona, but
yeah.
LAPD, fuck you. And I won't get mad when I really get mad at, because that's not cool. So, Candy, Will and I are pulling up to the skate park.
Whoa, there's a skate park.
And I've got my 3-foot longboard with me. Last
you
time
did.
I dropped in, I suffered a serious concussion. So I think I'm not going to do that today.
Yeah, you better not. But, you know, I was at a skate event yesterday. Check out the pictures on my Facebook page. I got some pretty good shots of these guys. They had 3 different competitions. The first one was 13 to 17-year-olds, and then 17 and up. And then they had a girls' competition as well.
Nice. You know, kids need to be skating now and not playing fucking Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh, Guy, I know. You know, our generation, you know, we had to amuse ourselves by having fun or playing music or doing some type of activity. Now kids are going to go blind and have carpal tunnel by the time they're 21.
Yeah, and their brain will be like a, I don't know, weak then.
Yeah, they need to get on their skateboards again. No Sex has it right. Make America skate again.
Yep, I love that. I never heard of that.
Oh, I like
that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
At 51, I still skate almost every day.
I wish I could.
I use Richie Carrasco's board. It's called SkateKing.com, and he's a downhill slalom guy, champion.
Yeah.
World record holder. Multiple skateboarding things. Well, and I ride one of his decks. It's really sweet.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. So if anybody's listening, if you're going to be in Ventura, definitely go check out DJ Ramon because it was really, really fun. Like, it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed it. I had tissues, but I didn't have enough tissues for my issues.
So
okay,
how did you like Red Bluff?
Which one?
Huh?
We've never been there. Will's a local promoter.
Local promoter.
Arizona.
Oh, you didn't promote the Northern California show?
Nah. Only Arizona, the Flagstaff and Phoenix one.
You know,
Arizona,
where we have trees and streams and bald eagles.
They don't.
Hey,
there's
we have
really not a lot of
trees and streams
of
and bald
cactuses.
Eagles.
Well, I live up in the mountains, so I don't know what these people are thinking all the time asking me how the desert is. That's where Will lives. He lives in a shithole. I've never lived there. They hate me. But they do have punk rock shows about every other night.
They have four punk shows a night now.
What's the name of your production coming?
Fifth Wheel Presents.
Right. I think that's like a motorhome.
Nah. It's named after the band of Vale. It's named after one of their songs.
Well, there you go. Clarification. Straight out of Will's mouth.
Yep.
So, Will,
Candy, are you gonna play some music for us or what?
Yeah, okay. Oops, shit. Where did my board go?
I'm gonna get it.
that Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Well, you know. Let's see what saves the still current company anyway.
he was paid to kill Kurt Cobain. That's why they threw him in front of a train.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that, or everybody that does ends up dead.
Oh, no. We're going to die.
We're
going to
die.
Oh, shit.
I just signed our death warrant.
Fuck, forever I'm going to fucking hell.
Damn it. I was trying to live.
Well,
that's fucked.
Hey, man. They tricked us into it.
All right, let's drop it in the skate pool.
No.
So you guys are dropping in the skate pool?
Well,
not with that big ass board he's got. He's got a fucking longboard. He's like a hippie. We should become a hippie. The guy from Rick and Morty is a hippie now.
Hey, Keith, loving broccoli.
Hey, well, you know, my first surfboard was a Big Ben. Talk about longboards. What were they, 12 feet frickin' long?
I didn't hear what kind.
Big Ben.
Isn't that a clock in London?
Yeah.
I'll shoot you a picture of me with it in when I was like 13 years old. I'll send it to you on Facebook.
You were probably hot.
You know it, baby.
I think you're still hot, Candy.
Well, thank you. So do a lot of guys.
Right?
Yeah.
Are we going to do your whole show or what?
It's like well, either you have it or you don't, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So you want to hear some more music?
What, you're
gonna play a mandolin special? Oh, listen to this song. It's my favorite.
Yeah, Justin Bieber and the Blowhearts.
Don't be blind.
Okay, here, I got a better one for you. Here we go.
Yep, keep that.
All that controversy when they posted their announcement that they were signing with Mystic. The one and only Civil Disgust with Doug Finelli. That's what you just heard. Okay,
right,
so
well,
I just sent you that picture of me with my Big Ben surfboard. We were draining our pool and I was making waves. There you go. With my board sitting on the diving board and pushing my surfboard up and down to make waves.
Did you find some milk duds in the pool?
Some what?
Milk duds.
And milk duds.
Yeah, because we had our kids. They look like little turds.
No, but my son used to like to throw those nougat candy bars that are filled with peanuts in the bottom of a pool when we'd stay at a motel when we'd be traveling back east. And he'd say, "Look, man, there's a loggerhead in the pool." Ew, nobody would go swimming, so he could have the pool all to himself.
Oh, that's great.
He'd even dive down to the bottom and pick it up and go, "Ew, look, it's gushing all over my hand."
All right, the fleets were on my ass, but now they left.
I crossed
through a state park and just blew through the stop sign. I guess you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, guys. Well, it's been fun, but it's time to party or go home.
All right. Thank you, Candy. Bye, Candy.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Bye.